Mike Becerra is the Washington Bureau Chief for News Nation. He's in Milwaukee along with our news director, Ryan Burrow. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm fine, surviving some of these storms that have reached up this way as well.
Yeah, I understand a lot of you had to stand in line yesterday in the heat, and then the storms came through, but you're all dry and okay, huh?
Oh, the horror, the horror. Yeah,
What was the highlight? There were a few yesterday. It really was unprecedented for a first day of the convention in that the presumptive nominee doesn't normally appear. There was some intrigue about the announcement of the VP running mate. Talk a little bit about yesterday.
Well, and let's not forget how the day started with the breaking news from Florida, where the judge, Aileen Cannon, throughout the case, the documents case brought by Special Prosecutor Jack Smith. That may not be done forever, but it's certainly done for the foreseeable future, well past the election, if in fact it were to go on past the election, and if the former president were elected past his inauguration, which seems doubtful for a number of reasons. So that was drama. It sort of added another few miles per hour to the tailwind that Donald Trump is riding into this convention. What a remarkable secret that was kept. You know, it's funny because normally the veep stakes would be the matter of speculation and digging and staking out and seeing who's coming and going and checking tail numbers of airplanes and all the stuff that journalists do. But they managed to keep it a secret, and Donald Trump himself revealed it just a couple of hours before J.D. Vance was nominated on the floor. So that was dramatic. And then last night, of course, the topper when the former president, who said he was going to delay, he thought about delaying his trip for 2 days into Milwaukee, but in fact arrived Sunday night as it had been previously planned, came into the hall brandishing the bandage on his ear after the horrific attack in Butler, Pennsylvania on Saturday, but, you know, essentially 48 hours and change after that attack, and into the hall where, of course, he's met with an adoring crowd. You know, conventions, John, are always sort of giddy in terms of the people that attend it and do the business of the convention and the sort of people on the periphery, the party officials, the spouses, the fundraisers, and all the folks that go into building a campaign. But this is another level. This is another level. I think my experience in talking to folks over the last couple of days is that Republicans are feeling good about their candidate.
They have a bearded vice president. I have breaking beard news, and that is that this will be the first time in over a century that we've had a bearded candidate for president or vice president. J.D. Vance has broken the longstanding beard barrier going back to Benjamin Harrison, as I'm sure you know.
I was going to say, yeah. Very 19th century vibes going on here.
Yeah, right. Just talk about them as a running pair. They are congruous in some ways. They're both conservative. The vice presidential candidate, maybe even more so than Donald Trump, appears to me as a geographic pick. But this is also somebody who had a career criticizing Donald Trump. Talk about that choice.
Well, right. And it is surprising in the sense that J.D. Vance in the 2016 campaign, before he became a senator, had gained a great deal of notoriety from the book that he wrote, Hillbilly Elegy, had been very critical, alluded to Trump with the word Hitler associated with it, said he was an idiot, said he was morally bankrupt, said religious right. If you're religious, you shouldn't be following him. And of course, now we see some 8 years later, a complete 180. And like everything else that Donald Trump does, the conventional playbook that has been practiced and opened and read over the course of the last, you know, several generations is sort of going out the window. Yeah, they're here in Milwaukee because Wisconsin's a swing state. That makes sense. That's conventional. But, you know, it's often been said that his trouble is with suburban women and outside of Philadelphia, outside of Pittsburgh, outside of Detroit, and here in Milwaukee, for example. To the extent in 2020 campaign, you remember, suburban women, please like me, he plaintively pleaded from the stage. Huh. So he didn't choose a woman. And, you know, a lot of people thought Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman from New York and the strong Trump supporter, might be on that list. And he didn't choose somebody from one of those three states or any of the other four states that are deemed swing states. He chose somebody from Ohio, which is, of course, deep red. You know, I think J.D. Vance straddles cultural camps, right? He's from the Ivy League. He's highly educated. He served in the Marines. He went through boot camp. And he has sort of that hillbilly or working class, hillbilly was the word that he used in his book, working class roots, not, understanding of working class, which of course has become now the fundamental base of the Republican Party. Also, as far as, you know, the disparaging comments that J.D. Vance made back in the 2016 campaign about his now the head of the ticket that he's on, you know, I think Republicans will start pointing to the fact that he's done that 180. Trump has won him over, along with millions of other people. And so that will be the way that I think Republicans explain that. So a fascinating choice all the way around, and a lot of drama, certainly, as is typical of President Trump.
Drama meaning that Vance didn't know he was the nominee until 20 minutes before, him having survived an assassination attempt, et cetera, et cetera. Just one last thing, if you would comment on the tone of the speeches. I know that Ron Johnson, the Wisconsin senator, spoke last night and, in fact, read the wrong speech, which is very Ron Johnson of him. But in general, would you say that the tone is going to be tempered just a little bit, or will Donald Trump and the Republicans revert to his playbook?
Well, you know, it's a great question because Donald Trump had said on the eve of the convention, on his way here, I believe, on the plane, he gave interviews to two conservative publications, the Washington Examiner and the New York Post, that he was going to be, especially in the Examiner, that he was going to be emphasizing unity and de-emphasizing the sort of critical rhetoric that he points towards Democrats at large and Joe Biden in particular. You know, people might be skeptical, given the fact that Donald Trump's history of rhetorical flourish and attacks, Sleepy Joe, that's sort of his stock and trade, that's his bread and butter. That's basically who he is, his rhetorical style, whether he's going to be able to keep to that. But I think after the events of Saturday, really a day of infamy, that there's been a calculation made that this is an opportunity to bring in those moderate voters. So, you know, and unity is something I hear frequently when I'm talking to voters. You know, they want people to get along and get things done. And there isn't as much red meat or blue side rhetoric out there among the general population. Here, of course, there is. And there will be in Chicago in a month's time.
Yeah.
But, you know, tonight we're going to hear from all the also-rans, John. We're going to hear from Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis in prime time on the East Coast. And so that, you know, they'll all be singing the homonyms in praise of Donald Trump. Yeah.
Well, as my colleague Bob Surratt said, it's an infomercial and the Democrats will get their turn in Chicago in a month. Mike Vicara.
Might not be as neat and tidy down there, though.
Why do you say that?
Well, because notwithstanding the fact that they want to accelerate the process to get Joe Biden already nominated when he comes to Chicago, there's still that talk out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. Yeah. Not as well choreographed. Who knows? We might have an open floor, although it sure doesn't look like that today. Mike Vicara is the News Nation Washington Bureau Chief. Mike, really nice to talk to you today.
Always a pleasure, John. Thank you.